Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the rap game, not bragging. Lip bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
It is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Miss Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is associate producer Scotty the Body from USF.
Hello.
And we are here with another Uncensored podcast where we talk about everything going on in our lives that you may or may not find interesting.
I hope you do.
Yeah. Scott, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I feel fine. I might be really tired, so my brain's kind of going in and out, but honestly, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Are you annoyed with me? I've been asking you that all morning long.
I don't get annoyed. I like being able to talk about it, but again, like, I think right now it's like, I don't know. I don't think anything wrong, because I've gotten better when you ask. Like, I tell you. Like, if something's wrong, I'll be open. I'll tell you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, like, I don't think anything's wrong.
Is it just tiredness?
I think so, because, like, I really don't feel like right now I'm actually at a good state of life with like my girlfriend's in town, which has been, you know, it's actually been amazing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously it should be amazing because she's in town, but it actually has been. Like, it's been really refreshing to constantly feel appreciated and loved and all those things that, you know, you don't get to do when you're away in a long distance relationship all the time. So it's definitely been a refreshing reminder for me that I've needed. I definitely have needed. Yeah.
Hmm.
Why? What questions do you have about it?
I felt like you normally in the room, in the studio, and this is where I get really weird because I get all like, I sort of take a little bit of Holly's hippie chickness away.
No, it's true because, and I was like, thank God it's not just me. I think we both operate on that same vibe. I just embrace it.
Right.
You just. It's there sometimes.
Yeah, I lean into it when I feel it, but otherwise I'm not about to buy some sage or like and sage my house
well,
or something
apparently
like that.
Neither am I because I'm appropriating cultures. So we'll get into that later. It's okay.
But I have felt today that from you, Scott, there's normally this like kinetic energy that I feel like if I could see it, it would be like little beams of energy like jumping off of you. Like that's how I feel
Golden,
from
maybe?
You. Yes, yes, all the time. Like, literally, you live with me now, and even when it's, like, a Sunday night, we've had, like, a crazy work weekend, and I'm exhausted, I've had some wine, you still are, like, the little energy beams are just bouncing off of you. Today, I feel like someone put a magnet up against you, and they took away the little kinetic energy, and you just have felt flat all day.
I definitely, I think... I've tried to explain this before, but I always like to kind of use the analogy, like, I get endorphined out. Like, I do have moments where all of a sudden, like, I literally just feel, like, at a low. And I can't explain why I feel like it. I think it's because sometimes I'm just so over the top that it just comes all crashing down. And it could be the fact that I was tired. Because over the past, what are we, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Like, since my girlfriend's been here, I've really tried to just embrace moments and take in as much time whenever we're there. So, like, that first night, probably 3 hours. The second night, probably 3 hours. Last night, 3 hours for sure. So I think at a point, like, my brain just got tired. And then I got frustrated this morning because I was working something on Twitter and trying to set up these things, and it just wasn't working. Nothing was working. And I was like, okay, you know, I have certain responsibilities that I feel like I need to get to, and that's why I get here early.
Mm.
And when those things don't go right, it just gets frustrating because I feel like I'm dropping the ball.
Mm.
And then in that moment, like, I kind of just allowed myself to just sit in the hole.
Mm.
And I definitely know it, but I do have moments sometimes, and Mary, my girlfriend, sees it all the time, because I just go into a low for a little bit, and I'll go into a low. Like, right now, I feel like I'm back up on, like, a medium level. I'm not, like, over the top,
mm-hmm.
but I'm past my low,
hmm.
and I don't know what it is. Like, I've always been curious of why this happens, but I do get like that. Like, sometimes after an event or, like, talking with massive amounts of people, like, I think it's just a part of...
All right, of course.
Those
well,
endorphins.
Yeah.
No,
like, just,
we all get that.
All
and that
of a sudden,
totally makes sense.
Yeah, but this just feels a little different. I don't know why. I was wondering, because we didn't get a chance to chat about this last week, Is that when you came back from visiting your girlfriend, or the week before last?
Yeah, I visited last weekend, so she came this past weekend, and then the weekend before that, that's when I went to Richmond.
That's right. Now, I remember, because we send emails back and forth to each other all the time, and I remember you did mention this on the air, that there was a guy that was, like, friends with your girlfriend that you heard rumors that he liked her.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
like, he avoided you the entire weekend when you and Virginia visiting.
Yeah, I feel like we... And this is our fault. When I say our, I mean Miguel and I.
Mm.
Because, like, I feel like we got off on a tangent last podcast, but I've been really curious about that story. Because you did share it on the air, and we didn't touch it on the air because it would have been too long.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't focus on it in the podcast either. But I was curious as to what the story is with that and how you're feeling about it now.
Who does boy?
Who does boy? Same thought. But, okay, so when I got there... Like, she's made a ton of new friends. People that I have no idea who they are,
right,
what their intention, whatever. And then one is a guy who's like, you know, I guess they're like best friends. And so when I went over there to go to her dental ball, where we dance and everything,
right,
one of the guys who I guess is just a best friend, I kind of just let these things, again, you can't pick every battle and you can't let these things like creep into your mind constantly because they try to.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever, like, you have a guy friend. Awesome. I want you to. That's great. But when we got to the party, he started to, like, I guess we were kind of drunk, and that could have been a side effect as well. But I guess the word as soon as we got there was like, oh, like, he's avoiding me because, like, I guess you're with me or something like that. And I was like, well, let's meet this fella. And I'll get into, like, a little bit of how I've grown since that moment and, like, where I am now with my relationship. But as soon as I met him, like, I was like, let's meet him. Like, he needs to know who I am, first off. Like, absolutely.
I think that's smart.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in that moment, I'm like, mm-mm. This is how I explained it to my best friend. Just like, I'm the lion right now. Like, I'm almighty. I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself. You know who I am. This is my girlfriend. Don't, like, in my head, just playing these roles.
You put your D on the table.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I walked out, hey, like, I'm Scott. Like, what's going on, man? Super excited, super ready. Just because, like, if it was true that you're avoiding, like, her because I'm with her, like, that's bullshit. Don't even try to play that game because, one, like, you don't have a chance. But at the same time, like, don't play that. We're not in, like, middle school anymore. Like, if you're going to be a friend and don't have any more intentions beside that.
Let me just hear I had to get that going. Sorry. Okay.
You were the alpha.
I really wanted to make my presence known, and I wanted to do that with friends in general, just saying, like, hey, like, I know you all don't know me, but, you know, this is who I am. Not going to be a douche about it, but I'm a fun guy, and so when I leave, you have good things to say about me.
Right.
That's really kind of what matters at the end of it. And so the night went well.
So he was avoiding Mary, not you.
No, not me. He didn't even know me, but I think he was avoiding her because if this, let's say, like, the hypothetical rumor was true, he's into her, but she has a boyfriend, which is me.
Wait a minute. Is there a rumor that he's into her?
There was, like, that kind of happened later in the night. Like, that was just as soon as we got there, like, I guess he's avoiding her because I was there.
Okay.
Now, have we gotten this rumor? Do we know for sure if this is true?
Yeah, so actually there's backstory. There's even further story from there. So, like, that night, like, I broke down. Like, I lost it because we had such a great night. I kind of just, like, I killed it. Like, no fight starting, nothing. I was like, this is an awesome night. We were drunk out of our minds.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you do.
And when we got home, like, we were both too drunk. But in that moment, she's like, oh, like, let's just go to bed. And I was like, I leave tomorrow. And this is how we're ending it. Like, last thing I know is there's still this damn rumor that we just wasted our time about talking about you and some guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really care about that, whatever. I could push that aside because I am getting better at these things. But then I just lost it. I was like, I don't, you know, all the feelings kind of came out. We had a discussion and it went well. Like, it honestly did. Like, I had a little breakdown, but then we were able to discuss. And so when I left the next morning after we talked about it again, just to make sure we're all on the same page, we talked about how crazy that rumor is, like, whatever. And, like, things were fine. Like, things were absolutely fine. Very happy with how we left it. And the whole week, like, that week until now, amazing. Mm. Like, back to, you know, fully understanding. And I think that trip really put it in perspective for me on, like, we're good. You know, because before that, it was rocky. Like, I had moments where I'm like, you know, this girl, like, used to give me so much affection. She used to be the one that's literally calling me on my way home from work every single day, texting me throughout the day. And as soon as you went to dental school, it just stopped.
Okay, so what about this boy? Like, is he gone? Are they still friends? Like, what's the situation with him?
Okay, so the last story that happened. So, whatever. Last week was good. We went and saw a movie, Mary and I. And during the movie.
When was this?
This is two nights ago.
Okay.
This is when she's here. This is, like, our first night.
Got it.
And so, I look, like, we're watching the movie, and I feel her phone start buzzing. And I look over, like, she lifts it up. And I just see, like, this name. Like, in my, boom. I figured it out. Bam, bam, bam. Like, all right, I know exactly what the name is. I know who you are. And so,
It was that guy.
It was the guy. But, and there's a quick moment where I'm like, the fuck? And again, like, I had a quick second of thinking about it, but I was like, okay, no, not gonna, like, not work. Like, she's literally on, like, leaning on me, wrapped up around, we're watching a movie, like, don't be dumb. But at the end of the night, I wanted to approach it in a way that was mature, and I wanted to let her know what my feelings were. And so I did, I just asked her, I was like, is there anything that, you know, can we just clear this up? Kind of like, I saw this pretty much. And in that moment, like, we really cleared it up and brought up the whole rumor again and how she's discussed it with him and how that's just ridiculous and what my thoughts are of just like, I trust you 100%. I don't trust guys. But I just want to let you know, like, if there's ever anything, please feel the need to talk to me. And we had a good discussion about, like, yes, like, there's nothing. It's just when you're in these situations, like, you're close to everyone. She was like, I don't even know why he called me. Like, we're not, like, he didn't text me or anything. So it could have just been, like, they're just best friends in dental school.
Now,
and she has a group of friends like that in dental school.
I feel like you breezed over that point when she said that he was disgusting. Like,
Not disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I was like, whoa, you can't just breeze over that. He's disgusting. What did he do?
We just had the conversation of, like, it's nothing. And that's, in my heart, like, that's literally all I needed just from that. I just needed to hear that. It's like, hey, I'm letting you know. This is what I saw. If I don't talk about it now, the whole ride home, I'm going to think about it, and I'm just going to create scenarios that aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the discussion, cleared it all up, and so, like, there's nothing there, obviously. I guess it's just, and I think it's mutual on them. They had no idea what was on this, like, rumor and everything. They're just best friends that are in dental school and that people don't know things, I guess.
Mm.
And, like, as I'm saying that, I'm like, I really hope, you know, whatever even y'all's thoughts are or people that listen to it, like, whatever thoughts are, I hope I don't sound crazy talking like that. Like,
no.
Like, something shady happening. Like, I really don't believe that. And after, you know, watching how we've progressed through the months, like, again, like, I don't believe anything would ever happen like that. And I stay that to my core. Like, I trust that, like, hell yeah, I want you to have best friends. I don't care. Guy, girl, all of it. Dude, whatever.
Right.
That's fine.
No, I totally get it. My thing is, everybody's situation is different. In any sort of relationship, no matter how innocent it looks or how innocent it feels to you, it may look a little wonky to other people.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Because that's how my situation was with Mr. Silver Fox. If you look at it on paper, he lived with his ex and his ex's mom. That was what it would look like. But the reality is that he has shared a business with his ex's mom before they were together, and he just happened to date him. And then he came down to live with his business partner and their friends. And I was friends with them before we were even together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it looked like that. And so as long as you know, that's okay.
Right.
But of course, as your friends, as, you know, your big brother, your big sister, when I hear something that looks a little off, I'm going to ask you to make sure that you're at least doing a gut check.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would do this with Holly, which we have.
We have.
And Holly's done it to me. And I would hope that you would do it to me as well, because we do a business that requires you to be fully in emotionally. We can't just have, you go drinking on Sunday and then you come in and you can just sort of fake it till you make it until, you know, you clock out. Like, you got to be fully whole mind, body, and spirit invested in what we do. And so I just want to make sure, as a person who's been around you now for a year and a half, and today I've never felt your energy like it was today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen you be exhausted before, but this felt a little different.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was like, I remember you saying something about this guy, and then with your energy today, and I know that she stayed over last night at our house, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, that's the weird thing. I think it really was just like a low on my like the whatever chemistry is going on in my brain. I think it was that, because I couldn't pinpoint it to anything. I think things just, because like last night, this whole week, like, it has been amazing. It has been exactly what I needed to keep this relationship, like, literally feeling afloat and keep moving forward. And it's going to help when, as soon as, you know, she goes back to school, and I was telling like my friend about this, like, this is going to be in my bag that I'm going to carry until we get to the next part where we could see each other in person.
And right.
Like, I've really had to approach this whole thing differently out of the past, you know, it's almost 3 months now, about how I go into this relationship. And I've taken a change in who I am with it, because before I would go about things, you know, let her make decisions on like what we do, and I'd just kind of put it all on her, be unsure about things. And like I said, like when I walked up to that guy at the party, like I'm not playing around anymore, even in this relationship in a long stance. Like I'm confident about the way things I say, the things I think,
right,
the way I approach things. Like I'm going to take charge in this, because I truly believe like if I don't, it will just slip through, because I'm going to just continue to put pressure on her and this whole relationship that doesn't need to be there. And she doesn't have the time to like think about that weird pressure or be unsure about the relationship. Like it has been an approach on who I am about taking it. And it really has helped. Like as soon as the perspective got changed for me, when she said like, you know, like don't put like pretty much unnecessary stress on the relationship. When I was unsure about things, you could tell there was a change in the energy. Like, she would be unsure. Like, the more I communicated that, like, do you like me still? Do you love me still? Are you still affectionate? It would literally condition her to be like, well, I mean, yeah, but why are you continuing to question me? Because it starts to change her mind.
Well, yeah, but then also you have to look at, like, okay, so this is a person that's been texting you, like you said, right after you get off the show every day, and then suddenly to, like, not have that anymore. Mm-hmm. Of course you're going to feel some type of way about
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, if I... situations that I've been in when like you notice a change in some way, whether it's texting, the frequency, and this is not to say that there's anything going on with a guy. It's just, you know, there's a change in something. And for her, it's like, you know, her new schoolwork and her new schedule and everything. So yes, there's a change. So, I mean, you're going to have to go through growing pains of this is how our relationship is different now. So, I mean, you have to understand that her life is different, but she's got to understand that your life is different.
Yeah.
In that you're not getting the same type of energy from her.
Yeah. I mean, and again, like as soon as I started noticing how if I put myself off a certain way and how she reacts, like it really has helped the way like she even communicates with me. Mm. Like even now, like it's not so much that I complain that I'm not getting enough attention. It's that I take charge. And when I do get that attention, like I praise it to all heavens. Like, not in like, oh my God, thank you for giving me this attention. But when she does, it's like just living on those positive moments, and it's increased those moments. And so when we do have a 5-minute discussion at night, it's like, I'm not going to worry about some little thing that really is irrelevant. Like, I'm going to just be excited that we're talking. And even taking that difference, like the amount of times that she texts me, she calls me, we just have a simple conversation. The fact that she says, I miss you, I love you, like, has increased through the roof from just taking these little changes. And that's why I mean, like, from last weekend to this week, it's like, it's on a whole new wave of the relationship that I think is so much needed. And it's just, I'm finally feeling like I'm learning and she's learning and we're kind of doing this together. And it re-sparked last weekend, and now having her home this week, it's making a huge difference in just knowing what our end goal is, pretty much.
Okay. I feel satisfied, not that it matters to you.
No, and it shouldn't.
No, but I just, Holly, I will bug you until I feel like you have given me, until I feel like I can understand what I'm feeling, because I can't help it. It's sort of like, in no way am I comparing myself to a medium, but like when I get those feelings of like something is off, it bothers me. And that's why like the entire show, there were some times where I was unfocused, because the whole time I was like, is Scott truly okay?
Yeah.
And that's why I ask you and I ask Holly those questions, because unless I feel like, okay, I got the answer, I understand, it'll keep bugging me the entire time. And I would have taken this throughout the day, and you would have gotten random texts from me at 3 o'clock. Are you sure you're okay?
Right.
Is everything fine?
And that's the unfortunate part for you and for Mr. Silver Fox or any of the people that we're closest to in our lives. I feel like first, for people like Miguel and I who have this ability, gift, it's like a blessing and a curse because it's like a superpower, but also it's like, can I just ignore this? No.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to like... I can't drop it. So I get what you're saying, Miguel. Like, I can't, like, I will continue to come at it from, like, different angles. Or I'll just, like, start turning it over and over in my head and try to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
So apologies, but thanks to the people who are closest to people like us,
mm-hmm.
because we gonna find you out.
Exactly. And it's true. I mean, that's what I'm going through right now with Mr. Silver Fox, because he's just at a point in his life where he is trying to figure out, like, what the big plan is in life. And, you know, I don't want to talk too much about his business, but some of it, we're at that weird state right now that I've never been in a relationship where it's like, in the past, when I was dating someone, if you had some issues with life that you were trying to figure out, I'm like, if it's not affecting me, you know, we've only been dating for 4 months, then, you know, let me know if you want me to just listen or give you advice.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, it's your life. But now that we live together, we've bought appliances and an air conditioner together. And I'm like, okay, the decisions you make in your life are now affecting me. And so I'm trying to find the balance of how much do I butt in? How much do I just say, well, you figured it out. Let me know when you need help. And so we had this discussion last night of like, let me know what you need from me, because if you don't, I'm going to take a clipboard and I'm going to get my phone. I'm going to start Googling stuff and we're going to figure it out. But if you're not ready for it and that's not what you want, you've got to speak up and let me know that you're just feeling frustrated today over whatever situation is facing you. And so we're in a new stage in our relationship where I don't know why, but like, walking into my kitchen where we just got the new appliances, it's like that we bought together. It's like, well, damn, like, this is real.
Yeah.
Like, it's when you see a physical manifestation of like your relationship, it is like, I see that oven, I see that microwave, that stove, that refrigerator, finally. And I'm like, that's us. Like, we did that together. What happens if like some shit fucks up?
Oh.
And so that's obviously my mind always goes to the bad part. So I do feel bad for him in that sense, because when he's in one of those moods, it's hard for me to like drop it. And he's learning too, because, you know, he gets easily frustrated. And then when he comes home, he'll just like go, blah! And I'm a receptacle. And so I'm just sitting there taking it all in. And I was like, just bebopping around the house before cleaning. And then now I'm like, well, fuck everybody too.
This is what I'm saying. God, can I just have my own emotions sometimes? But what I've been learning over like literally the past month and a half, especially since I started therapy and working on myself, is I can at least now recognize when the feelings I have are not my own. Because before, sometimes it would blur.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I wouldn't know why I was feeling a certain way, and I would just allow myself to get in it and just sit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm sitting in like feelings and emotions that aren't mine.
Right.
But I'm still, it's exhausting.
Mm.
So I'm still working on it. Like I'm still trying to figure out how to best provide not a barrier, but like some kind of borderline here, like some type of you know, gate.
Yeah.
Where my self and my essence doesn't ooze out into other people and other people's essence doesn't ooze into mine, mm-hmm. so that it's confusing. So I'm trying to, you know, be better about that. And a lot of times I've noticed, especially for smaller stuff, I'm able to like, you know, stand on my own. And I'm like, okay, I see that, you know, you're having an issue, but if you got it, I'm going to be over here doing my own thing. And
so
I'm okay.
How do you do that? Like, do you like physically say it out loud? Like when he comes home, am I like, okay, you got 2 minutes. Give me all the craziness that happened in your day. And then after 2 minutes, we're done. Because I know for him, he's got to like say it out loud because he holds so much stuff in.
Oh, I know. And you have to get it out.
Right. And I'm so happy. And I tell him that all the time when he's like, I'm sorry, I just vented. I'm like, no, I want you to, because if you don't, and I've seen it happen to him where he keeps it all in, and then literally it's just like the pop comes off the tea kettle and he just, and
right.
He explodes all over the place.
Right. Well, first, let me note that I'm still working on it because, like, I still get into a funk sometimes with, like, emotions or feelings or thoughts that aren't mine or are I can pick up a room and suddenly I'm, like, just feeling off and I'm like, why? Why am I this way?
Right.
But I can do a couple things. Like, what's good for me, and this sounds so dumb, is, like, I'll play, like, Candy Crush, and I'll have some wine, and that, like, loosens up my brain.
Mm.
And so as I'm kind of doing this mindless Candy Crush stuff, and I'm I got my wine going and I'm kind of just dazed out, my mind has a chance to like go over what it is that I'm stressing about and then recognize there's the problem.
Mm.
And then I can take action on it. So I can then stand up for myself and say, wait a minute, I'm not addressing my own needs. How do I address my needs? What are the emotions I'm feeling? Where do they come from? How do I address my needs? So having said that, back to you, I haven't tried it yet. But I think one of the things I'm going to try is, let's say your partner is like, let's say Mr. Silver Fox comes in and he's ready to blow up with something.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to be a good partner. So you're like, if first kind of take like a body reading of yourself. And if you're already in a place that's not good, be like, maybe let's talk about this in like an hour when we can both kind of come together. So give yourself that time if you need it.
After some white claws.
Right. And the claws.
Mm-hmm.
But if like you're like bopping around, you're like, okay, you know what? I'm good to go. Hit me with your top three frustrations.
Mm.
And so now, you know, instead of whoever it is, your friend, your parent, your significant other, just continually dumping like either negativity or problems or bitching or whatever it is on you, because especially for people like us, we take it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're feeling fine and now we're like, oh, well, shit. But so maybe, and this is not guaranteed to work, because like I said, I haven't tried this yet. And I'm going to ask my therapist about this on Friday to see what she says. But I think it might be good because you got to do a give and take. So you tell me like the top three things that are frustrating you. Like, go, just get it out. Boom,
boom, boom,
boom, boom. And like any other closing thoughts, like what do you got? And then that way you've got the general gist of what they're doing, but you're not a receptacle for every, you know, unfortunate emotion or feeling or thing that they have going on.
Right. No, so that makes sense.
You're providing yourself a little boundary.
Well, and it's like a nice organized bow, and it's not like a flowing, like, I'm at this and this, and then it spirals into, well, and then this, and,
right.
and then that. And then you're like,
you know how we get. We'll be like, oh, hey, you know, another thing, now that I'm pissed off, let me tell you about what happened to me today.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't even really mad about that.
No.
You just want to join in.
I was just happy making a chicken sandwich for us, but now I'm mad about my slaves. Ancestors.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
That's fine.
Jesus. Sorry, I just saw that Harriet Tubman preview like for two different movies, and I'm like really ready for that movie. So I feel like I'm going to be really amped up for it. And that came out of nowhere, but that's just how my brain works. I was thinking about what would I say. But yes, I feel mad about everything.
Right, so there you go. So maybe that. I don't know, though. So let me work on that, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I want to try that because I feel like that might be a good... just to put it in a box and to organize it, I feel like that
and
always helps.
It doesn't always have to be super like laid out, because that's not how anger and those negative emotions work. It's not always how they work. So if your person can't do like three things or two things or, you know, whatever, maybe do, okay, let's get the worst out of the way with this 5-10 minutes and then let's stop and move on so that... we don't have to sink into this hole.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. We ran out of time. I have something else that I want to talk about. I have a friend going through a breakup that I really just want to break down this whole situation.
Maybe we can do that tomorrow?
Yeah, maybe tomorrow or before. Yeah, we'll try to get it in before the end of the week. All right. This is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Thank you so much for listening. Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, Twitter, and then Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott. At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Miguel Fuller on Instagram and Twitter, MiguelFuller. On Facebook, facebook.com/radiomiguel. Make sure to listen to Hot 101.5 on your smartphone on the Hot 101.5 app, on the website at hot101.5tampabay.com. Or if you have an iPhone, when you go to the little podcast app, type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. And please, 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 it'll help us so, so much if you give us a rating and then just write us a little review. And then we'll start back reading reviews again that we get on iTunes
smash
as well.
Smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, smash that subscribe.
That's what those YouTubers do. I don't know.
Is that what they do?
Yes.
They-
Everybody's always like super happy and they're always like, hit that subscribe button. Such and such fam. Yeah.
Hit it, M&H
smash
fam.
Smash that like button.
Yeah. Ooh, smash it. Yeah.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.